From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at CapitalFinancialUSA.com.
Let's just quickly set the stage here. We're outside long before the game, so the tailgating and everything is going to fill in. The plaza is going to fill up, and everything's going to happen.
Already see it.
Already
see it. They've been out here for about as long as we have, which is an hour and a half ago when we got here.
But also, like playoff runs are literally what you need to create new fans. We're sitting right by the eye, the team store here at PNC Arena, which is open now. Just saw a dad and a son go into the eye, come out, both with a bag full of gear.
Let's go.
And it's like quite literally you feel the playoff run creating new fans as it goes on. So we're here for the vibes. We're here to raise the energy. We're here for the game. But also we're here to watch the Canes shift into gear. The last game of the series can set the tone for the beginning of the next series, even with a little bit of a gap. And the Rangers, they're already waiting. So if we're looking for the next level at the start of the next series, it would really help if you close things out with a bang in front of your home fans, stadium, capitalize on that energy and level up. Here's Sebastian Aho on taking their style of play to the next level.
Like I said, I don't really want to think too much ahead of us. I mean, you try to get to all you think about at the start of the next game, right? And how to prepare for that. And yeah, we are aware that, you know, could have obviously we have another level and we need to get to that. But it's just trying to win hockey games. And that's the whole deal out of here. I mean, just the, I don't know, tomorrow we come in and we try to do our best, and that's just the mindset.
Listen, we all know there is another level for the Carolina Hurricanes. We also know the level they've been playing has gotten them to a 3-1 lead in the first round series. So it's not all bad. It's you know, if you squint with one eye and close the other, you might see it as a positive and say they didn't play their A game. They may have played their B-minus game, and they're ahead 3-1 over a playoff team. I get that. But the game tonight is the way you turn losing game four into a positive, right? The game tonight is how you flip the script on them and say, if you use it as a launching pad into the next series, if Gensel scores early, if they pick up the faceoffs, which were at a kind of a weird low in game four. If you correct those things and launch into the next round out of game five, then you might have been looking and saying, well, if they squeaked out an overtime kind of ugly, gritty game in game four, they wouldn't have had that launch pad. They wouldn't have had that springboard. Tonight can be the springboard towards the next level. That's part of what tonight can be. But the only way that happens is if you take advantage of the opportunities, you play better, you keep eyes on Matt Barzal, you do the things you have to do to find a way to win. And by the way, do it at home because the energy, it'll be unmatched. Again, Sebastian Aho, this time on the motivation to clinch the series at home.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. Obviously, want to play a good hockey game. Obviously, but just we don't think anything but winning one hockey game, right? Starts with a good start. Starts with the, you know, just come in and have that, you know, killer instinct, and just play our game.
He said my favorite phrase. Sebastian Aho said killer instinct. Sebastian Aho's low key, and maybe like there's actually a lot of players on the Canes that are just kind of low key, right? They're going to give you the coach speak, especially in the locker room, talking with the media or when they're presented publicly off the ice. They have like kind of low resting heart rate, right? But I'm glad that they are thinking killer instinct within the game, because we're nitpicking, right? You're up 3-1, but that was something in game four. You know, we just heard Mike Maniscalco say it to Adam Gold not long ago. If you would have just, you know, been in the bathroom when the Islanders scored their goals in game four and you weren't looking at the scoreboard for the rest of it, you would have assumed the Canes won 5-1.
Yeah,
right?
Blew them out.
They played so well. But you need that killer instinct to ready for this? Mm. You need the killer instinct to kill him, right? That's why it's called what it is. You need that last second, that final thing to get you over the finish line. And that's the only thing that was lacking. Let me correct myself. That's one of the things that was lacking in game four. You heard me allude to it earlier. Another thing that was lacking, face-off wins.
Yeah. Last two games, really.
It's really kind of weird. They haven't been atrocious at it this year. But
no, they're one of the best in the league.
But it's one of those things that is popping up at a weird time. Sebastian Aho, again, you hear from the best player on the Canes on what they need to do differently on faceoffs.
Personally, it's just sometimes it's almost like you try too hard. You got to get in there in the circle and just be confident about it and just do your obviously all the centers have done it, enough times to know that, sometimes it goes like that, but obviously you gotta be better in that department.
It is a weird thing because, face-offs, they can be kind of like a baseball player in a slump where, you don't really want to change anything. So sometimes it doesn't go your way. Sometimes the puck bounces in funny ways. But at the same time, I do think it's worth paying attention to, and it's worth, just that extra half beat before each face-off where you lock in and you maybe get a little bit more focused than you're used to doing or than you traditionally do out on the ice, because, so much of what the Canes do is about possessing the puck, being in control, and you don't want to give away possessions, especially when, and we're going to talk about this later on the show, the margins of victory in the postseason are so small. They're so razor thin. And Rod Brind'Amour talks about it. It could come down to a couple possessions. And you don't know, right, the difference between winning 60% of your faceoffs and losing 60% of your faceoffs. A couple possessions, right? If that's all it takes to change a game, that's all it takes to change a game. Speaking of the game tonight, one thing we've been kind of falling into going into each postseason game is picking our two kind of key players, two players for the Canes or for the opponent, for the Islanders, who the game kind of hinges on, right? If they do something, everything will change up. If they don't do something, everything could go the other way for their team. I'll get it started.
Okay.
This is a player who is playing well, but I think can play even better.
Okay.
Jake Guentzel.
That's one of my two. Let's go with
and that. And I kind of have a simple mandate for him. Mm-hmm. I want an even strength goal.
That's exactly what I wrote down. I want him to pop one 5-on-5. He scores on the power play. I won't hate it either. But I want 5-on-5.
Well, I know he's been like empty netters have become a thing for him.
Sure.
Obviously, the Canes power play has been pretty darn good for a while now. But I want, and I'll even get more specific. Mm-hmm. I want an even strength goal in the first two periods.
Oh, okay.
Right? I want him, and part of it is just, I want him to be aggressive. It seemed like during the regular season, he was hunting for his own shot a bit more. Now that he's in the postseason, it's the thing is, he's still playing well, and that's why I prefaced it with it. Like, he's still coming away with points, or a point at least, in most games. He's still setting his teammates up. He's still making the right pass a lot of the time. I just want him to be a little bit more selfish, because I think he has the ability to kind of turn a game with, a well-placed shot, or, even just getting it into the net front where maybe someone else finishes it. I want him to be more aggressive and force the issue.
So just looking at the four games of this series, as a goal and three assists, all those 4 points have come in the last three games. The goal being an empty netter in that game to come back that really sealed
things. A little extra sauce on it.
They matter, believe it or not. They still do matter. But only 5 shots on goal during the series. Just 5 shots on goal.
I didn't have the stat, but I could feel it.
Yeah, just 5 shots on goal.
That's what it feels like.
But here's the thing. I understand that the line that he is on with Sebastian Aho and Andrei Svechnikov, I get it. You're drawing the top defensive assignments from the Islanders every single night, and they're going to guard you as tight as possible.
And those guys are going to get their opportunity.
Exactly. But here's the thing. I want to see more of those even strength opportunities. Mm-hmm. Be that higher gun that you're brought in to be. Again, Aho, Svech, Guentzel, they're not playing bad. They're playing good,
yeah.
But they can be great. Like, play to that great, like, and do it here today. Take the game to the next level. If you do that, the team takes it to the next level.
And a lot of times in closeout games, I do think it's your best players kind of leading the way.
Yeah.
Just over that last little burst to the finish line. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm looking for that line, and more specifically Guentzel to be a little bit like, you know, it's the good kind of selfish. You know how like yeah. in diets, there's like the bad fats and the good fats.
Oh yeah, healthy fats.
Yeah, you start going like, oh, you know, it's all fat. You're like, ah, it's an avocado. It's the good
fats. Healthy fats. These like, are high density lipoproteins, guys.
None
of these LDLs.
In sports and in many team sports and definitely in hockey, there's like the bad selfish and the good selfish. I want him to be the avocado of selfish.
Okay.
I want him to be the good selfish and hunt avocado. For his own shots. Within the offense and not be a ball hog or a puck hog, but be selfish in his own way. We piggybacked off each other.
Yeah.
Who's your second key player?
Kuznetsov, actually. Getting Kuznetsov. So you're just looking
at the new guys. I want the people that weren't on the team a month and a half ago to step the heck up.
Well, again, it's the reason why you're brought in, right? Game one, he had the goal to kick things off, had an assist to go as well. It was nice to see him put those points up, especially because he had gone 13 games to close out the regular season without any points. Without any goals, just two assists during that stretch. But if you look over the last two games, just one shot on goal. If you look at faceoffs, talk about how dreadful the Canes have been faceoffs. He's 25% in faceoffs over the last two games. He's won four. He's lost 12. Like, that's not good. And he's only, and this is, again, including double overtime in game four, he's only played 21 and a half minutes. So he's had his ice time cut drastically. He had the great moments in game one, but only two shots on goal since game one. That's it. No points. Defensively, he's not the strongest player. They knew that when they got him. But if you're gonna be a defensive liability, you have to balance it out with constantly being a scoring threat when you're out there on the ice and at least be 50% on faceoffs. Otherwise, you're not doing anybody any good. Because if you can't win faceoffs, it means you're stuck playing defense. And if you're not good on defense, that doesn't help either.
And Jesper Fast is expected to be out for the entire run here, so there's nowhere to hide. Like, you're Kuzi has to be depended on because there's you know, other factors at work.
Unless you insert Lemieux into the lineup, you put Kokaniemi back at center,
which changes everything.
Which changes a lot of stuff.
I'll give mine quickly here.
Sure.
Andrei Svechnikov.
All right.
Specifically looking for physicality. Of the top guys, he's one of the top guys that can fight back. He's got a little bit more size. He's got a little bit more physicality. Brought up Jesper Fast out. I do feel like they're missing kind of a little bit of the dirty work.
Okay.
And I don't want Svech necessarily doing the dirty work. But I want him to play that line between what we saw earlier, where he was getting frustrated and picking up penalties and frustrating the heck out of all of us, but still understanding, like, you know, part of your gift, part of the reason why you were the prospect you are and you were the young player that you are is because you're big, strong, tall, fast, and people bounce off you and you can deliver hits. So in addition to, again, I'm kind of being very demanding of the top line here with my two key players. I want them to step up a level, them specifically, because it you know, you're the top guys for a reason. Top guys got to play like top guys. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700.
Coach Keats is actually walking out of the eye where he just got himself some Canes gear. So he's all in. Coach, first of all, this is our first time seeing you in person. Congratulations on the run.
Guys, thank you. I know this is, you know, I want people to know that we didn't prepare this.
Oh, this literally, not. Literally just walk right by.
That's
us.
Right. I've got a recruit. I want to say hello to you guys.
That's fair.
I appreciate you even, you know, spending a little time talking to me. And, of course, I'm still pumped up from the run that we had, and it was a tremendous run.
Sure. I got a question. So we're talking about Canes hockey and stuff. You've been in that pressure situation of, like, it's win or go home. Now, I know the Canes are in that situation, but it's a mentality as a coach. You're in that situation, like win or go home. Tell us a little bit, like, what goes into that.
Well, we won 9 elimination games.
Yeah, exactly.
And what we had to do is we had to focus in on us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is when, you know, you really need your teammates and you really have to trust one another in order to win those type of games. And, you know, I know the Canes are not going to be in that situation. They're doing a tremendous job. But if you're ever in that situation, one of the most important things is you got to trust the man beside you.
And then the other thing we have to ask is college basketball, the portal is in full effect. I know the names and everything you can't exactly mention, but how do you feel your program's doing? And obviously the NIL support and everything is going towards the portal.
Well, it's been a little extra work for us. We played a little longer by going to the Final Four.
You're not going to be playing, right?
That's a first class problem right there.
That's a first class problem.
My private jet takes too long to refuel. I don't get to hit the portal soon enough because I was playing in the Final Four.
And that's a problem that I will take every single year if we can. But it's going well for us. I cannot say names. But, you know, the one thing about the portal is you can go out and try to find guys who fit your style and what you're looking for. And I think we've been early on, we've been able to identify some of the guys. We're losing great players. I mean, three really good seniors that played, and Mohammed was a good player for us. But you got both DJs, you got Casey Morseau that meant a lot to the program. And, you know, you think about DJ Burns and Casey back-to-back NCAA tournaments, which has really been hard because the ACC's only got 5 teams in the last couple of years.
And have you felt maybe transfers that you reach out to and recruits reacting to you differently since this you just brought up 9 elimination games? That is a run that we haven't seen in a long time.
Well, recruiting is so different. Yes, the run hurt. I mean, yes, the run helps. But at the end of the day, it's about fit. And it's also about, you know, I hate to say it, a lot of this stuff has turned into NIL. And so it's a, you know, you go between both. Do they fit? You know, it's an NIL play. And, you know, we love, I'm a coach that believes in NIL, but I want them to be able to want to play for NC State first. And then we'll talk about the NIL second.
And then last one before I let you go, I know you said you have some places to be. Saw you picked up some Canes gear. You got Canes fever?
I'm doing the siren tonight.
You sound the siren tonight.
And I do not want to walk in that place. I do have
Canes. The colors are the right colors.
Yeah, the colors are the right colors. But I want to, you know, the Canes have done a tremendous job. And I do have Canes gear from, you know, the previous year. But, you know me, I like to stay fresh. And so I can't come in here with last year gear on.
That's fair. I respect that. By the way, when can I get a pair of those shoes that you have with all the ice cream cones?
He's our resident shoe, sneakerhead.
Yeah, and you know what? I hate to tell you that shoe is 1-of-1.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know that we're ever going to make
2-of-2.
Yeah, I'll ask.
Another Final Four run, right?
Then, yeah.
Then that's how you get the 2-of-2.
I had a guy who walked up to me today in lunch, and this is the same thing. Last thing I'll say, he was unbelievable. He shook my hand, congratulated me. He said, "Coach, because of the Final Four run, I just bought 4 tickets." And I was like, "Wow." He said, if you go back next year, I'll buy them for life. I was like, "What kind of pressure is that?"
All right, no pressure at all.
The stakes are out there, Coach.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the run once again, and thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, guys, thank y'all.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are The Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.